Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you again for another day of knowing you, knowing ourselves, and then knowing the potential for each and every other person as we are waking up and walking in this beautiful footsteps that you've laid for us, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we can partake of the goodness that you've stored up for us in heaven. That name, Father God, unique destiny, and we appreciate that. Bless this word to us now this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Psalm 119 from verse 121 to 128 from the ESV translation. I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes. I'm your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the law to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way.
Hallelujah. I love this. You know, this is just reminding me again of the word became flesh in Jesus. And now as his body, that word has got to become flesh in us. Because he said, as my Father sent me, so I send you. And that's the beauty of walking in the footsteps of Jesus. So I love this. I have done what is just and right. That's staying in tune, developing on schedule, morning by morning, hearing his word, and then making it relevant in your life as the seed and the sower teaches us that we understand this is word that is opening up who we really are, the love of God, and then the path, preparing us for the path set before us for the day. And so we rejoice in it, and then also we overcome in it when we remember and we stay in tune with God and his plan. So we're developing on schedule, eh? Okay, my eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Why? Verse 28, for it's time for the law to act, for your law has been broken. You know, and when we think of this times that we are in now, we've seen why it's so important not to be conformed to the pattern of this world and not be adulterers and adulteresses that love this world. It's very clear now what God is doing. He's exposing the evil that the rulers, the kings of this world and deceitful people want to bring about. And that's the works of Satan. Satan is behind them. They the beast. And Satan is the power behind them. But we are the bride. So it's so important that where it says, verse 24, deal with your servant according to your steadfast love. And go back to verse 123. My eyes long for your salvation and the fulfillment of your righteous promise. When we understand that we are the bride and Jesus is the bridegroom and he's the head of the body. And we understand that when we have been faithful with the little, and just like Jesus was, how was he faithful with the little? He said, here I am, send me. Your will, O God, in the scroll of the book it is written of me, and a body you have prepared. So he knew that his body was there to represent the love of God, the love of the Father, the walk that is laid out for each and every one of us. So when we have come and we've been babes and we've stayed in the word, obedient to it, by reason of use have learned to discern what is right and wrong, we've been developing on schedule. But where is our aim? What is our goal? Is the fullness of Jesus Christ grow into maturity? And what happened when the fullness of Jesus was seen here on earth in a body? He overcame every power and principality of darkness. And isn't that also what the word tells us in Romans 8? The creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So know that the love of God has been manifested in every way in Jesus, and it's the same love that brings salvation there for us now to overcome in the midst of this time. The world is waiting for the sons of God. And who are the sons? Those that are led by the Spirit. So stay in tune and know that there is no power of darkness, no evil that can overcome us with God on our side and in this wonderful new and better covenant. So arise and shine and have this desire in yourselves, because this is the ultimate that Jesus has prepared for us to walk in. So that is the bottom line. You know, it's the darkness is covering the earth, but we now, as the children of the living God, must arise and shine. Resist the devil and he will flee from us, and just stay in tune, because God is about to blow the trumpet that his army will start moving out in power, as we got in Zechariah 9, where they overcome, and that's these sheep, that's his flock that hear his voice, and they shine in the land. So be encouraged. The price has been paid, and we've been made to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.